Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. President Joe Biden announced plans this week to raise the minimum wage for federal contract workers to $15 an hour starting in January of next year. But for hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians not covered by the order, the minimum wage remains stuck at where it's been for more than a decade, a woeful $7.25 an hour. This past week, in an effort to jumpstart a pair of bills at the General Assembly that would help low-paid workers by raising the state minimum wage, members of the Raising Wages North Carolina Coalition held a virtual event that featured workers, advocates, state lawmakers, and business owners. Chanel Croxton is the North Carolina Organizing Director for the National Domestic Workers Alliance, and she says the Tar Heel State is falling behind many others.
This year, 20 states across the U.S. raised the minimum wage. Some were due to legislation, some due to ballot measures, others due to automatic annual inflation adjustments. Missing from the list, however, was North Carolina, a state that goes by the federal minimum wage up $7.25, a minimum wage that has not gone up in almost 12 years. Nowhere in the U.S. can a full-time worker without children making minimum wage afford housing and other basic necessities, let alone workers with children and families. Since the 60s, the cost of living has consistently outpaced minimum wage, and the value of minimum wage has eroded significantly. In fact, a minimum wage worker in 1968 earned 46% more than a worker on minimum wage today. And this points to a reality that millions of workers know all too well, that minimum wage is actually and more accurately called a poverty wage. In North Carolina, raising the minimum wage has been the goal of the Raising Wages NC Coalition since 2016. And a central issue for working people in the state for much longer. A raise in the minimum wage to at least $15 an hour would lift the wages of over 1 million workers in North Carolina, a majority of those working adults over the age of 20. For too long, the minimum wage has disproportionately plunged workers into poverty along racial and gender lines, with nearly one-third of women workers in North Carolina making below a living wage, and 33 and 44% of Black and Latinx workers, respectively, making below a living wage currently. Raising the minimum wage is an imperative for racial and gender justice and is an action that North Carolinian workers cannot afford to put off another year. Looking at minimum wage from the lens of the COVID-19 global pandemic, we see how essential and frontline workers have kept the economy running at great risk to their health and their family without the benefits of a living wage.
State Representative Susan Fisher of Buncombe County is the primary sponsor of House Bill 612.
As you have heard, right now the minimum wage is sitting stagnant at $7.25 an hour and $2.15 an hour for tipped employees. This legislation would raise the minimum wage to $15 for all workers by 2023 and tipped workers by 2025. The initial increases would happen in September of 2022, moving to $10.35 and $15 by 2023. It would also institute a reevaluation of the minimum wage yearly to adjust for cost of living. You've heard it said that nearly one in three workers in North Carolina earn a wage below the federal poverty level, the second worst in the nation, and nearly half of all the workers in our state, 47.5%, make less than $15 per hour. I remember being here when we passed the $7.25 minimum wage when my friend and colleague Alma Adams was in the legislature. She is now Congresswoman Adams. We need to see this happen again, and we need to see it happen this session. Many of the jobs coming back after COVID are minimum wage and part-time positions held by workers at many skill levels. But what is true is that increasing the minimum wage increases wages across many other sectors, just as a rising tide lifts all boats. I encourage you all not to see this as a political issue, but rather as an issue of good policy that benefits everyone. And I'm sure that the many business owners that I call colleagues on both sides of the aisle would agree with the wisdom of not only the fiscal policy, but the morality in taking care of the 47% of North Carolinians that make below $15 an hour.
So what's it like to earn just $7.25 an hour? Cumie Davis is a certified nursing assistant and a member of the group Fight for 15. She says depressed wages are leaving many essential workers struggling for survival.
I work as an assisted living in a group home, and I have a second job as a home care worker. So I am working two part-time jobs to earn one full-time paycheck. I help patients with the activities of daily living, preparing meals, administering medication, and light housekeeping, and so much more. So I do all these things with patience, love, and respect for the people I care for. And that means I go above and beyond the call of duty. And I do all of this for less than $15 an hour. I get no health care benefits, no 401k, no paid sick days, and I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. I see company owners, CEOs, their salary going up yearly. But as an employee, my salary and many salaries, they still stay the same. And I have watched healthcare workers being underpaid for decades. We're getting little crumbs for the hard work that we do, even though we are officially considered essential workers. In North Carolina, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. And this is truly poverty level. And it hurts workers like me because it keeps salaries low for all of us. We never see any prosperity. And CNAs, the wages are especially low, considering that the essential workers that we provide to others. Now, in North Carolina, the average wage for the CNAs is like $10.75 an hour. And that comes out to be $22,000 per year or less. You can barely survive on this amount. And you definitely cannot build a life on this. You cannot pay off student loans or even pay off the certification that you had to take to get there. And this means you cannot really build a life around this career. And even though our field is so needed in the world. Now, CNAs have a special talent, the gift of loving and caring for others. This is something that you cannot buy. And I can't believe how hard it is to get a raise when everyone should know how valuable our work is. And that is why this bill is so important. We need to set North Carolina minimum wage at $15 an hour for all workers. $15 is the true minimum that people need to provide for their households.
And it's not just workers calling on North Carolina lawmakers to lift wages this session. Connie Matisse is the CEO of East Fork Pottery in Asheville, and she says her company became a living wage certified business 3 years ago because it felt like the bare minimum decent thing they could do for their employees.
The state's $7.25 minimum wage is despicable. It's a joke, but it's not a funny one. Of course, someone making $7.25 an hour is going to no-call, no-show and lose their job when they can't afford a phone bill or pay to get their car fixed. Asheville, North Carolina is a rapidly gentrifying city with a serious wage gap problem. The pandemic only exacerbated that, with folks in metro areas escaping to the mountains for more room to breathe, sky-high rent and a boom in tourism set on top of inefficient infrastructure and an extremely limited job market with mostly low-wage jobs means that people, including our workforce, are being displaced from their homes. It should come as no surprise that Black and Brown communities are being hit the hardest. Our company can't necessarily afford this new minimum wage. Folks with MBAs might look at our profit and loss statements and tell us that we should be cost-cutting, starting at our payroll. But we cannot in good conscience sell a luxury consumer good crafted by hardworking humans struggling to have their basic needs met, including a safe place to live, a dependable way to get to work, access to healthcare, and the ability to take a weekend getaway or go out for a celebratory meal. Small and necessary luxuries that so many of us take for granted. For all these reasons, East Fork wholeheartedly supports the swift implementation of a $15 minimum wage.
On the Senate side, the companion piece of legislation is Senate Bill 673, sponsored by Senators Valerie Fouché, Wiley Nickel, and Natalie Murdoch. Here's Senator Murdoch.
This is also an issue that is near and dear to my heart. I was born and raised in Greensboro, North Carolina, where my grandmother started a cafeteria strike. She had six children, but was inspired by the civil rights movement and knew that it wasn't right that she was making less than $3 an hour at that time and trying to support a family on such a low wage. She stood up and she fought. and was able to work with leaders so that they could get to $4 an hour. But that's just a reminder that, unfortunately, when it comes to raising wages, this is an issue that won't be given. We have to fight for it. We have to continue to share these stories so that we can finally see the change that we need and respond to this moment. During this pandemic, there are so many folks that are in pain, that are struggling. This is the perfect time to say that we need to step up to the plate. I can't think of a better time that we should finally raise wages that have been subpar for far, far too many years. Everyone deserves to be able to provide for their family and to be paid fair and a living wage.
A recent poll by Meredith College shows 75% of North Carolinians would support raising the state's minimum wage. Coming up next, youth tobacco use is on the rise once again, and we'll talk to a health expert about why that's happening and what should be done to protect young people from getting hooked on nicotine. Stay with us.